Welcome to Tim Bray's Ongoing Podcast, which is an audio version of a selection of the articles on my blog, also called Ongoing. I'm Tim Bray. You can find the blog at tbray.org. This is pretty well the same story you'd experience by reading it, but some people would rather listen. Here we go. This is an article that was published on the 27th of December, 2021, and is entitled Locally Optimal. It's 6 months since my second COVID shot. I'm on team AZ Moderna, and thus booster time, which I found out this morning via SMS from my local BC Canada Centre for Disease Control. The registration was fast and painless. This is exactly the sort of thing we thought we were building the internet for, and has lessons to teach. And here's a picture of the actual SMS I got, and it says, Timothy, your COVID-19 vaccine dose is available. Claim it by booking your appointment below. To book, you need your registration confirmation number and personal health number. Booking online is easy and can be completed 24 hours a day. You'll be able to select a location, date, and time, and then there's the link you click. If you need to make an appointment during your workday, by law, you can take up to 3 hours of paid leave for your appointment. And there's more, but that's all that's being shown. On my phone, I tapped the link in the SMS, which took me, more or less instantly, to a bone-simple browser form with two fields, my reference number pre-filled in, and my personal health number. I had to open my wallet to look at the card. Helpfully, that field switched to numeric input mode. One more tap took me instantly once again to a list of vaccination facilities. I picked the one closest to my house and, without delay, saw that dates were available the day after tomorrow. Another tap popped up an appointment time chooser, and the last one yielded confirmation on the way by SMS and email. They arrived within seconds. Each achievement in the following list is modest, but above the bar for typical public-facing systems, both from government and the private sector. 1. A single tap on my phone screen took me to the right place. 2. I accomplished the task without failures or errors. 3. The service requested minimal information. 4. That information was made easy to enter. 5. Interactions were fast and smooth with no waiting. Things that were not observed. 1. Graphical decoration. 2. Pop-ups. 3. Animations. 4. Marketing. What is shocking isn't that a level of government managed to deliver an essential service with this level of graceful attention to detail. It's that so many of them fail to do so. This kind of thing couldn't be accomplished without the internet. It's more important than any dozen Bay Area unicorns and social media megacorps put together. Of course, it also helps that in Canada, healthcare is provided for free as a consequence of citizenship. Now, I had a comment pointing out that's not quite true. You don't have to be a citizen, you just have to be a permanent resident. Anyhow, that's all, folks.